Nielsen. We're going to
first topic, first topic.
We're going to come back to a couple of points that we made last week in terms of Kesem al Besara, and then we'll see how it relates to how we read the Shulchan Aruch. So when we have in Sif Vav in, Sif Ches in the Beis Yosef, we're going to go straight away into the words of the Beis Yosef. In Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Ches. He relates to a Gemara that we've seen before. And that Gemara is in our photocopies, the first two pages. And that is the Gemara that asks the Shaila, for those of you who want to see it inside, we've already touched on this before. And that is the Gemara on Ches Hamed Aleph of Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. And we'll focus just on the first couple of words of Rabbi Yirmiya's Shaila. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya Kashir Mahu. What happens if you find drops of blood on, as the Gemara is about to say, on her body? Drops of blood on her body. Now, if that's the correct translation of the word kashir, that means tipin tipin, and that's how Rashi and Tosfos both learn. If you turn the page to Nuntes Amud Aleph, in almost the exact same spot, a little bit further down the Amud, right at the end of Perek Haroah Kesem, you have six lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, tipin tipin ain mitstarfin, that different drops don't, aren't mitstarif. So we know that when it comes to the sheer grit, if you have, this is Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we'll start Dafka with Nun Tes Amud Aleph. If you have tipin tipin, so then, and what's tipin tipin mean? If you have a drop here and a drop here, this is a half a grit, and this is a half a grit. So the Gemara expressly states that they're not mitzaris, ain't mitzarfin. That's what the Gemara writes. They're not mitzaris. So tipin tipin are not mitzarfin. So all the Rishonim are bothered. What exactly is Rabbi Yirmiya's Shaila? Rabbi Yirmiya says, Kshura Mahu, so that's tipin tipin. So Nun Ches Amud Aleph doesn't make sense. These two seem to be incongruous with each other. Nun Ches Amud Aleph says that we have a Shaila. We have a Shaila. Kshura, which is tipin tipin. What's the Gemara's question? What is that Mahu? What we're going to put in Mirza Shem on the board is a bunch of different approaches of the Rishonim of how to deal with that question. Now, we already dealt with it last week. We dealt with it from a particular angle of the Shitas HaRambam and the Shach. What we're now going to do is deal with it from the perspective of the Beis Yosef. That's how we're going to deal with this this question. I didn't say anything yet.
Now, I just wanted to, did Rebbe on purpose say that Kshura is Tipin Tipin versus the Gemara itself says Tipin Tipin Mahu?
Yeah, because Tosfos on the often art learns that Kshura is like that as well. That's why I was just using Tosfos' language. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says the following. The Beis Yosef asks that kasha, and what we're going to see is the Rajba's approach. Then we're going to see the Rajba quotes a couple of others before he even gives his approach. We're then going to see the approach of the Ravid, the approach of the Rush, and all those things we'll outline on the board, and that's going to be critical in terms of reading the Hemshik of the Shulchan Aruch, as well as coming back to the Shach that we had touched on last time. Says the Beis Yosef, because of a Rajba, the Rajba comments on this Gemara, 2 points. Number one, what is the Gemara's conclusion about this question? So before we even read the words of the Rajba, the Gemara has a Shaila of Tipin Tipin. How does the Gemara deal with that Shaila? So Gemara says, okay, we've got a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Back to Nunches Amud Aleph. Toshma al Besara Safek Tameh Safek Tar Tameh. Ah! So when you have a Safek al Basar, you're going to have to be Machmir. Says the Gemara, no, lo. Dilma da avi kiritsua. Over here, we're talking about, as we put on the board last time, we're not talking about a case in which the blood was laying in a manner that is vertical, like this and that. Let's say this is the leg. We're not talking about that. Rather, it's avi kiritsua that the blood is in this fashion. If the blood is in this fashion, it would seem from the Gemara's maskana, you have to be machmir. Okay. Says the Rajba as follows. Says the Rajba, the Kata Rajba, Hadikam Magdilva Kiritsua, Dichuyahu, Velosam Chinon Allah. Says the Rajba, what comes out is that any dam on your basar, you have to be machmir. Okay. But what about the fact that the Gemara Nun Tesamid Aleph says tipin is okay? That's our primary question. Let's continue on. Let's do this inside. It's not us, even though we're learning Shulchan Aruch, to read the Beis Yosef. Let's read the Beis Yosef inside. V'hilka, therefore, tipin smitin tmeya. Tipin are coming. Upir shu'am efarshim, dahacha betipin ktanim, ule'inyin siruf kigriz. Ah, here what we're talking about says, this is the first approach, approach number one, is going to be the approach of Tosfos and the Ravid. That what we're talking about is when it's on Bisara. So then, the Gemara asks the question of whether Tipin are Mitzareis. The Eagle of Meimar, what is that question? Continues the Beis Yosef. Dahacha b'tipin shal besara, v'hasa b'tipin shal chaluka. The opinion of Tosfos and the Ravid are that tipin are mitstarfin b'gufa. That tipin are mitstarfin, we're talking about gufa. This, a mitstarfin, was talking about a chaluka. That was talking about when it was on a garment. So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is a question of Siruf. The Gemara asks, do they combine, according to Tosfos and the Ravid? And the Gemara answers, yes, they would combine if we're talking about Al-Bisara. Where does Tosfos say it? Just for a bonus. Tosfos says it's black on white, Al-Atar. Tosfos says in Kshura Mahu. He says, "V'hacha ma'iri al b'sara, d'yesh yoser litzos b'dam acholas al beged." If it's on the beged, then tipin would not be mitzaris. However, when it comes to b'sara, Tosfos learns that you have to be machmir. This is the approach of Tosfos and the Rajba. Says the Rajba, continuing on in the Beis Yosef, approach number two. Venerally, dahacha, lo betipin ktanim le'in siruf kami boile, ela betipin gdolin kegriz. The Rajba himself is going to be more meikel. And the Rajba says, no. Here what we're talking about is tipin gdolin. We're not talking about less than a griz. Tipin ktanim mekilim. That's pashut that we could be mekil when we're talking about tipin ktanim. However, then what's the Gemara Shaila? Ah, you remember how we just drew this out? The Gemara is saying, on what case, how far do you have to be machmir when it comes to finding a kesem? What is the question? The question is as follows. V'od hacha kami boile im tsurasan muchachas aleim shaglomi gufa asu. Although, even if it's a large shear, maybe because it's found in a manner that is horizontal, like this, blood doesn't fall in such a way. Let's make this red. Blood doesn't thin in such a manner when it comes from the makor. Gravity is going to make it go like this. That's how the Rajba learns. That there's a havamina to be mako. Oh. So then our Gemara is actually a kula, not a chumra. Except the Gemara's conclusion is, the Gemara says, tipin makilim. Aval begris va'oz machmirim bekol tzura. Whatever tzura is going to be, according to the maskanas ha'gemara, we're machmir. There was even a dechi of the gemara, dilma kavik kirisua, but at the end of the day, we're machmir. The way they say this over in the world, is the gemara shayla of seiruf? That's the opinion of the Rajba. That's the shayla of the gemara. And according to, that's how it tells in the Ravidler, and according to the Rajba, the Gemara's Shaila is the Shaila of Tzura. That's the Gemara's Shaila. As you can see, and if this is not clear, stop me. What emerges then is that the two Maskanas are very, very, very different. According to Tosfos and the Ravid, we say Alakuf, Tipin Tipin are Mistarfin. According to the Rajba, no! Tipin Tipin aren't Mistare. What was the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila was when it's sitting in a funny direction. What's going to the halacha going to be when it's al basara? Oh, and the Beis Yosef spells this out beautifully. Skip a few lines. He says the Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing, and he concludes right before Baharash. He says ulefima shepirashnu, exactly the way we said it on the board. The lo myril inyan siruf ain't hefresh. That's a critical line. There's no difference between Besar Libgadel, that according to the Rajba, we're Makil up until the Gris, both for Begada as well as Besara. This is the Shita's HaRajba. Shita number three.
Clarification question.
Yes.
The Tosis and the Rajba, they also agree to the Rajba. They're adding to the Rajba, no? Because they also agree with Tzura. If a woman found a root Tzura on her leg.
Yes, but they're fundamentally cholek
on
what?
That nekuda, but
on that Nekuda, that. Correct. Number three. Shita number three is the Rush. We saw last week. And the Beis Yosef spells it out. It's in last week's booklet. The Rush has entirely different mouths. The Rush says, everything on Besara we're machmir on. Everything on Besara we're machmir on. Besara kol shehu is aser. The Rush is going to have a question. How did you read? What exactly was the Gemara Shaila according to the Rush? So that I'll leave for the Lomdim to cheshbon out. But according to the Rush, it's black on white. Al Besara, the halacha is that we come out l'chumra. I'll just say briefly is now the question becomes, the Gemara's question is, how far are we machmer al Besara? Even in such a strange way that it's sitting al gufa or not? Even if the surah's soseres, and according to Rush, it might be that even if the surah's soseres, even if it's sitting horizontally, you might be machmir. Not only kibur tzuah. That depends on whether you accept the Gemara's teretz or not. So according to Rush, the Gemara's question doesn't start at all. The Gemara's question is not siruf at all. It's a davar parshat al besara or machmir. Who said this black on white last week? We also saw this very clearly as the Shita HaRambam, and that the walls heard. Now, Baruch Hashem, three generations of Rav Lichtenstein's Mahalach, how there's Tzvei Dinim of Kesem al Besara and Kesem al Begada. That's how we spoke about last time. So the Rush and the Rambam are that different position, and the Beis Yosef himself spells this out and points out that the Rambam agrees with the Rush. Any clarification necessary? Kafto or Fera? Yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference between the Rush?
Oh. So Moshe's question is so good that the Shach puts the Tosfos and the Rush together. However, this is just a bonus. This is just Amei V'Nyavim. I don't understand you and I don't understand the Shach. You're good. You have the Shach on your side. L'chura, first of all, Psak Halacha, let's just put it this way. Let's just make this clear. The Hashach, this was from last week as well, the Hashach posted king. The Shach says, as we're going to see against the Shulchan Aruch, that the Halacha is you have to be Machmir al-Besar al-Gam. in his tour de force, when the Shach paskins that way, the Shach puts the Tosfos and the Rosh together. However, this is just a bonus, just since Moshe asked it. However, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is not talking about being machmir in every case, but he's talking about being mitzarek tipin tipin. Tosfos never said that every case, the Kesem al Basara, a kosher of your machmir. Tosfos only learns tipin tipin. And therefore, I, learning from our great Rabbeim, including which are the fantastic footnotes in the Shiras Devorah edition, they ask that they don't understand why the Shach puts Tosfos together. We intentionally put the Rush, Shach, and Rambam in red, and Tosfos in a different category. Because Tosfos thinks that you'll be machmir to be nisari deep and deep. And again, if it's in a chalukah, we're mako. If there's a half a gris over here, half a gris over here. But if it's al besara, what would we say? So here comes on Tosfos, we'll be mitzarif. But the Rush and Rambam are much more machmir. The Rush and the Rambam say, a koshu. And where do they get it from? Possibly this Gemara. What's the Svara? The Rilifton seems that Tzal gave us the Svara. Beautiful. That I'm not going to repeat. That's the Lamdos now already in the Shulchan Aruch. About to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Any other clarification? Yeah?
For the Rashba, if it's bigger than the gris, but it's in one of the not normal, like it's horizontal, then we're going to be machmir.
That's right. That it would seem according to Rashba, because the Rashba says that the Gemara's answer is a dechuyahu. Okay? Okay, so let's now read the Shulchan Aruch.
One more question?
Yeah, of course.
The Gemara on Kshura Mahu, how does the Rosh understand that? Is he saying that Gemara's Tavim means that anything under...
Exactly.
It's under skin automatically.
Is everything automatically Mahu, no matter how strange it looks? In other words, it's sitting, she walked, she was in a position that it could very well be that something, she didn't realize that she was walking past something, and it splattered her. Maybe she didn't realize that she walked through Shuk Shel Tabachim. By the way, just since you're pushing me in that direction. And that's why the Torah Shlomim claims that our whole sugya on Nunches Amid Aleph is talking about Shuk Shel Tabachim. And therefore, that's how we're going to answer all of the questions from the Gemara. Now, one more Gishmak HaHosafa. The Shach last time said the Gemara is Muchrach, that it has to be talking less than a gris, and you have to be mapping less than a gris. Because then how's it different than a kesem? I have a tzarech iyum gadol, two tzarech iyum gadol on the Shach. Number one is that the Shach quotes Tosaf, and it's not Tosaf. Number two is the Beis Yosef already gave us different approaches in the Gemara. Even though we hold that gris va'od is a shir on Beged, who says that's going to be the Shir on Besara? Because our Gemara is talking about a slightly different case. Talking about a different case. That's how the other Rishonim learn. So the Shach's question is answered according to these other Rishonim. According to these other Rishonim, they have a different way of reading the Gemara. And therefore, the Shach says there's only one way of reading the Gemara. That it's clear from these Rishonim that there are other ways. Nachon, the Shach is right. His Mahalach is the Rosh and the Rambam. Maybe not Tosfos, but the Rosh and the Rambam, definitely the way they read the sugya. But the Rashba has a different way, and the Ravid and Tosfos also have a different way. Okay. Here's Shulchan Aruch, Tzivot, Zok the Heilige Mechaber. Hadami Inon Shiura Bein Bekesem Anunza Chaluka Bein Bekesem Anunza Bistara. This that we say that you need a shear applies the first day of the Stam, says that it applies whether it's on her flesh or on her clothing. The Yesh Amrim Shalom Amrel of the Kesem Nimsa Chaluka. Avol Kesem Aninsa Al Besara Bilvad. The Mekomo Shechoshishim Lahem Ein Lo Shir. So he's Machmer in the Yesh Amrim, like the opinion that says that there is Ein Lo Shir if it's found simply Al Besara. We mentioned last week the Shach is Machmer. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita said that Ashkenazim. It's important for me to emphasize Ashkenazim because in a few more minutes, we're going to come back to how to understand the Mechaber, but that Ashkenazim, he thought L'chatzila should be Machmir for the Shach. However, I just want to point out, I did not mention last week, that the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkasim Yud Gimel quotes giant Ashkenazic poskim that were Makel as well. On the one end, the Tshuva Yaakov quotes a famous Dayan, Harab Brody, who was Machmir, like the Rambam. However, the Sidrei Tara says that you could be Somech Lahakil, which is also the Shita of the Bach, and the Shita of the Minchas Yaakov. So even though, and Miller Shlita was also Nota Rekula as well in his Shiurim, that you could be, there is room to be Mako.
Miller said you
could be Mako,
you
could
be Machmir?
No, he said, Matthew. He said even Ashkenazim could be Mako, not like Rav Mendelsohn, not like Rav Mendelsohn. I want to point out something absolutely fascinating. The Rajba himself, the Rajba is the big Mako. The Rajba himself, if you turn to Torah Habayis HaKotel, the Rajba himself is Machmir. In other words, the irony of ironies is that this is the Rajba in the Torah Habayis HaOruch. The way the Beis Yosef partially quotes him. But the Torah Habayis HaKotzer, and I photocopied to you the Masad Rav Kook edition, on page Reish Sadi Aleph, Lo Nimtza, says Beferish to be Machmir. So the Beis Yosef, I believe the Beis Yosef himself, and I discussed with Rav Nevinsal, I'll bring this out a little bit more clearly as we go on, that the Beis Yosef himself understood the Sugya like the Rajba, and he was mitalein, he ignored the fact that the Rajba in the Torah Habayis HaKotzer seems to be closer to the opinion of the Machmirim, closer to the Machmirim. It's only in the Torah Habayis HaOruch v'lo HaKotzer. Let me just read you the words where he says this in the Torah Habayis HaKotzer. In the standard old editions on the same dot as the Torah Habayis HaOruch, I wanted this to come out clearly. It's very small print in the old one. So just to see, Lo Nimtzu Ashir Kulu Mitzur, it's right in the beginning. Mamish Makom Echad, El Shenimtzu Tipin Smuchin Zelazat. Those are important words. We'll come back to them later on. Imal Besarehen, V'esh Bahen Kulon Kigris Vot Meir. Shekol Shu Safek Al Besara Sveiko Tamei. Avon Nimtzu Achaluka, then you have Gris Va'od. So the Rajba himself, which is essentially the approach of the Mechaber Lahakel, the Rajba himself was Machmir in the Torah Habayis HaKotzer. That he says, if it's tipin smuchin zelazet, he's not Machmir like the Rambam, that Kolshu is Osir. However, he's Machmir on being Mitzarek tipin. So we will put over here, not only the Tosfos and Raavad, but Torah Habayis HaKotzer is also Machmir.
Wait.
So Torah Habayis HaKotzer is also Machmir. Now, what's even more striking is the Rajba himself in the Torah Habayis HaOruch concludes, and this was pointed out well by the Magia on the tour. His Lashon is, I don't know if you have in your edition, Umi kol makom l'rishonim shomin l'hachmir al desara. Afilu tipin ktanim mitstarfin. So the Rajba himself in the Torah Habayis HaOruch, even though he holds that the correct way of learning the sugya is l'kula, He himself says Rishonim Shomim. Oh, that's an important point. Chacham Avadia Zatzal made a big deal about this. Now let's go to Sifchas. This is the whole sugya that will not only help us to understand the machlokes of the Stam Yeshomer. Oh, so we pointed out last time, of course, Stam Yeshomer, Borur, for those who follow the Mechaber, Stam Yeshomer, we follow the Stam, and therefore, Ketem Al-Besara Koshu, for most, you could be Mekel. The Shach is Machmir. Rav Nevinsal said that one should be Machmir. I believe even the Chachma Sadam is Mekel. So I think in general, the Derech HaMelech for most, those who follow all of Rav Nevinsal's Psakim. So that's one thing. But the Derech HaHora in Psak is in general, I think, is to be Nota Lekula, as Rav Miller said. What about Sifchas? So skipping Sif Zayin for a moment. So Mechaber says the following: Im ein bekasa b'makom echad kigris va'od. Afal pi shiyesham tipin harde smuchen zelazeh. Ad sheim nitzarfim yesh b'miyosim mikigris tahora. Sha'anu tolim kol tipa v'tipa b'kina. Ad sheibol kigris va'od b'makom echad. So Mechaber starts off saying that you could be tola bikina kol tipa v'tipa. And then he says, "V'yesh omrim," and there's some who saying, "Dahani mili kinishinim tzal chaluka." This only applies when she finds it on a begging. Avo nimtu al besara mitzdarfen l'kagris va'od. This sounds like, once again, a stam and yesh omrim. Stam and yesh omrim. And Chacham Avadya Zatzal quotes those who understand it this way. And therefore, the Mechaber is not only Mekil on issue number one. I said there are two issues of Ketzem al-Basara. Issue number one is whether we're Machmer on a Kol Shu. That's issue number one. Issue number two is our Tifin Tifin Mitzvah. What we've been working on up until now. Says Chacham Avadya, it would seem it's borer that on issue number one, Kol Shu is Stam V'yesh Omrim or Mekel. What about here? It's also Stam V'yesh Omrim. You could be Mekel, that the Tipin would not be Mitzdar. However, strikingly, and this is, of course, the Chacham Avadya's Gadlus, if you take a look at the photocopies, it's the second, it's the photocopy right after the Gemara. Chacham Avadya on page Shin Ayin Ches and Taras Habayis has a brilliant chat and gives us fantastic Marim Kolmos of how to read Shulchan Aruch. And this is as well, Rav Miller Shlita made the same point when he read the Shulchan Aruch as well. Is this a case of Stam V'yesh Omrim? What is Stam V'yesh Omrim? Let's deal with our halacha. If the Stam said that you could be Makel al-Bisara, and it's not Mitzareh, and then the Yesh Omrim says you have to be Machmer also al-Bisara, then that's a Stam and a Yesh Omrim. But look carefully. Let's make a lumda shalaining on reading the Shulchan Aruch. Chacham Avadya also made a lumda shalaining. The Yesh Omrim hani mili. The Reisha never said that you could be Mekil on Tipin Tipin al-Bisara. All it just said is that Tipin are not Mitzdarit. What's this V'yesh Omrim? This V'yesh Omrim is Hani Mili, is defining. So he calls the Chuvat Sei David that says, where do we say Stam V'yesh Omrim? We say, and you follow the Stam, that's only where the Stam clearly tells you something that's different than the V'yesh Omrim, so then you follow the Stam. Over here, the V'yesh Omrim is a Hani Mili, is qualifying the Stam. That's not a machlokas between Judeus. And therefore, Chacham Avadya says the following. Shinayin Ches, reading inside. Umikol mokum nire shiyesh lahachmir bidavar shem min sal v'sar mitzar from l'shir kigris v'od. So practically, what does that mean? If a woman finds two drops of blood, on her body, that each one of them is less than a gris, they are mitzar. V'zot afimah shekosu b'chaylus v'chuvus beis David. This is what's based on the Tshuva's based David. The Hada Kamal Shalacha Kistam, that's only when it's a Stam plus a Yesh Omrim. Just a second. Let me just finish the whole idea and then I want to, with pleasure. So that means that really, Lahalacha Lamaisa, according to Chacham Avadya, there's almost no one out there that's going to be make like the Rashba. No one's going to be so make. Green doesn't win the day today. No. You have to be Machmir against the Rashba. And then Chacham Avadya Kedarka B'Kodesh pulls out the Bekiyas. How did I know what the Torah Sabayis says, the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer? Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya points out the Rashba himself is Machmir in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. Rashba himself. So even this Rajba is a very, very weak Rajba Lahatir. So I asked from Nevin Tal Shlita the following question this morning. And that is, would Rebbe say that I'm right to argue that the Shulchan Aruch himself learned the sugya like the Rashba in the Torah Habayis, and there's room to be made over Shas Hadchat, and say even the Mechaber holds like the Rashba, because the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef omitted the Torah Habayis HaKotzer, and he omitted where the Rashba concludes, I think you should be Machmir. And he started out with a Stam that starts out Lekula. So on the one hand, Chacham Avadia is 100% right, that this is not a classic Stam B'Yeshomrim, and there are people who learn that way, but what was the Lev Moran HaBeis Yosef? What was the Lev Moran HaBeis Yosef? I would like to argue that the Beis Yosef himself felt that there was a lot of room to read the Sugya like the Rashba did. The Beis Yosef in general loved the Rashba. And here he omitted the fact that the Rashba says there were notes in the Chumrah, and I believe that the Beis Yosef might have even set it up in a Lashon over here of Stam V'Yeshomrim, because he wanted to emphasize that the Pashtus HaSugya is Tipin Tipin L'Hokhe L'Gamri Bein Al Besora Bein Al Achaluka. And unfortunately Rebbe's weaker. The first two times I couldn't hear him. I asked him to repeat himself a few times. He said, and the third time I finally heard him, he said, "Bechlet ken ze kavanah Beis Yosef." That he thought that there was room to be made. So I want to add to our maskana over here that even though Chacham Avadia comes out lekula b'chomra, excuse me, in a case of tipin tipin al besara, and Chacham Avadia is definitely goes with the Kofta HaTeira. And not only is Chacham Avadia right that most Rishonim learn that way, but even the Rashba himself might have very well held that one in that case. However, there are cases of Shach HaTzach in Summit, and we're going to see that the Shach says that there's Yesh L'Hakel, that there's room to be Mekel according to in case of Summit, because Summit itself is only Durabanan. Libi Omerli, that the Beis Yosef himself was noted the Kula by on Tipin Tipin, and that's why he even set it up as a Tiyesh Omrim. And as a sniff, one should be aware that even though we come out that Kesem Al Basara is L'Chumra, it would seem to me L'Chol HaPachos, in cases of Shas HaTchach, in cases of for whatever reason we're going to be Mevater on the Shas, that's not poshut for us to be Mevater on the Shas, but in cases of Shas HaTchach, I think that there is room to be made. But this is so of how for the Chura, for Sfaradim even more than Ashkenazim. That's correct. For Sfaradim even more than Ashkenazim, I go with Bederach HaMaran. Although at the end of the day, where Chacham Avadia himself is Machmir, because Chacham Avadia definitely went with the Koach HaTeira, that where Chacham Avadia is himself Machmir, it's hard to be Mekel, because Chacham Avadia would turn over every stone if he thought that there was a Koach HaTeira. And Chacham Avadia is a very powerful point that the Rashba himself is Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, but our Asafa is that the Beis Yosef in his presentation seems to like the Rashba who's Nota Lekula Ad Asof B'Tipin Tipin. He omits both the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer as well as the concluding line. I think that has significance as a sniff Lahakir. Okay, now when we do Chazar, we'll Chazar over the Halacha L'maisa as well, but we're ready to go, Be'ezer Hashem, to topic number two, and that is Se'if Sizayim, which should be straightforward, and I'll take the clarification, all questions. Go ahead.
Rebbe quoted Rebbe Evansall.
Yes.
Machmer, did that mean Machmer like the Rush, or like how he just explained Rebbe Evansall?
No, Rav Nevinsal accepted the idea that Bishat HaTchak, there's room to argue with Chacham Avadia and say that Mechaber was Mekel by Tipin Tipin Al Basara.
Not Bishat HaTchak, how
Rav Nevinsal. Rav Nevinsal holds that L'chatchila one should be Machmer like the Shach. Actually, after I clarified that, I went back. I said that is despite the fact that Rebbe said L'chatchila one should be Machmer for the Shach. And he said yes, this was just a way of being Mevarer, what is the das of the Beis Yosef? That the Beis Yosef might be even more Mekel than Chacham Avadia himself suggests. Okay. Topic number two. This is called the Tzli of Pishpish. Let's take a look. It's straightforward in Shulchan Aruch here. We don't need all the nuances in the Beis Yosef. The sugyas are straightforward. Any other clarification? Good? Beautiful. So Mechaber writes as follows. In Harga Pishpesh, what is a Pishpesh? So a Pishpesh is some other type of louse or bedbug that was larger than the Macholis. That's one of the things that's a little bit confusing over here in the Sugya. The halacha is that Macholis, you could be told ad tigris. However, what happens if here you have a kesem that's even larger than a gris, and a pishpesh was actually that size? So could one be mekel? So the mechaber says, in harga pishpesh o erecha recha, or she smelled the smell of it, tola bo ad keturmis. The torment again is the assessment of the size. That's a type, another type of kidney of belag upania that one could be told as well. The difference, of course, between, just to clarify, pashuk shap, when it comes to a gris we could be told without knowing that the woman was harga the macholas. We always could be mekel. The parameters of it, how far we could be mekel, we discussed previously, and we said that the Hanhaga of Mora Halacha today is to be mekel almost in all instances. In Rav Miller's words, all the Rav needs is a penny and he can be mekel right and left. That was Rav Miller's words. And he can be mekel right and left. That's all you need is a penny and that's it. Then you're set. But not only a penny, you use other diagrams. Machon Puah puts out different shapes of penny. Does, as long as it has the area, the diameter of a penny, then if it's long, that area, and so on and so forth. Okay. But when it comes to pishpesh, so then for a larger shear of atketormas, then you need to know that she killed or she smelled it. Let's take a look at the shachs of Katan Yudalif. The shachs even more mekel. And here's where the shach says that we get so funny. The shach was such a machmir that Sid Katan before. But now the shach says, we can even be more mekel than the Shulchan Aruch. Here's the next Sid. The shach was so much more machmir than the Beis Yosef previously. Here the shach says, the Beis Yosef could have been more mekel. Says the shach, with that to Rajba. That if it's common, then you could be told in kikormis. In other words, afalpi shelo harga, even though she didn't kill it. This is a tremendous kula. If in instances, particularly in third world countries, that it's common to have these types of bugs, then you don't even know that she killed it. If there's any room to be tola, one could be mako as well. This is the sheet of the shach. Shach, I believe there's a lot of room to be mekel. I did not discuss the Rabbi Oseinu in terms of anhoga, but it seems to me that there's that the shach sheet that makes a lot of sense. That if there's room to be tola, one could be tola as well, even if not here with pishpesh. And the shach concludes ukvar noda the Rabbeinu Yeruchim kasu sifra al pi devrei Rosh va'od Rabbeinu Yeruchim is mekel and va'od the b'ksam shom lahakel. When it comes to ksamim, we're no to the kula. The reason why the shach was go to the chumra in the previous sif in such a dramatic way is because he thought that everybody read the sugya his way. So you couldn't be no to the kula. But when it comes to ksam, this is going to be an important theme. When it comes to ksam are midrabanan, and therefore one could be no to the kula. With that in mind, let's now talk about examples where we could be no to the kula when it comes to ksamim. Chacham Avadia Zatzal has the following two examples in the same simon as page Shin Ayin Ches. It's a couple pages later in his footnotes in Mishperes Hatara. Chacham Avadia gives us two common shilas that come up that we could be told in the Hakel, and we could put together the Shach's words with the Heterim of Chacham Avadia, and that is topic number four. And that is number one. If you take a look at the underlines in the booklet, Isha Sharasa Kesem Bibagada Shalo Bahargasha. A woman sees a kesem on her begadim, but she did not have argasha. Vinistapka, it's the last page on the booklet. Vinistapka im yeshva shiur kigrisva od. This happens, unfortunately, pretty often. And that is, a woman found a kesem and she put it aside to give it to a chacham. Ach b'nei bais lo yadum mizeh, but someone in the house didn't know, someone who was doing the laundry. This past week I had I knew it was eventually going to happen, that one of my children went into the mailbox, and she came back to my wife, and she said, what is this? She said, what is this? So Baruch Hashem, she's a teenager already, which so she already knows that there, it was a bedikah cloth. It wasn't so traumatic. It was a bedikah cloth. We didn't know that someone's going to drop something off, and my kids went to the mailbox. So in this case, what happened was, v'chipsu es ha-beged, someone didn't realize and laundered the beged. Nireh, I don't think, by the way, in chinuch, I don't think it's a bad thing. Particularly if it was a girl, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Shemikivan she'isha omedes v'cheskas tara, since a woman has a cheskas tara, ein letama misavik v'talina. So here the laundry was done. The laundry was done, and the beged was clean. V'talina, so this was the case of a kesem on an undergarment. V'talina shalei b'shir k'gris v'od. If the woman thought that there was a likelihood that it was a gris v'od, that would be a different story. If she was quite convinced it was. But what happens if it's a real safek? So when it comes to this case, you could go l'kula. Chacham Avadia has a long arichus. Nidmeli says dvarim pshutim, that what Chacham Avadia says is correct. And this happens every once in a while. Obviously, you're not allowed to lose it intentionally. You're not allowed to lose the shaila intentionally. But if somebody comes to you and there was a case of the Safek Kesem, like the case that Chacham Avadia describes, we could be nota l'kula. Why? Ksamim are a din derabanan, and it's a Safek derabanan, one could go l'kula if it's a Safek in the shir. A similar case of Safek, yes?
It doesn't matter if the woman was nota one, like,
that gets very tricky. If the woman thinks that it was already a gris, then we need to ask our great rabbi. In other words, if the woman thinks that it was not to the chumrah, she says, I think it was less than a gris. But I was going to show you because it's better always to ask, that would be a different story. In other words, if there's any type of legitimate suffix, she said, I thought, maybe, I'm not sure. Anything like that, legitimate suffix. If she described something that's a lot larger, but you need to describe to her so many different parts that we're going to discuss, that there's so many different parameters. She might assume, I would emphasize, Michael, that she might assume it was larger than the sheer gris, but without taking into account other factors that make it less than a gris. For example, tipin. Could be that that's a common thing that many, many, many a time that you'll have a shaila, and really it's a case of, I just had just a short time ago, yeah, you have tipin, and then in such a case you make. So a lot of times a woman's going to assume it's not good because she doesn't know that tipin, you could be makel ala chalukah. So you need to clarify, just because she thinks that wasn't good, you need to clarify exactly why before we have to be masmer. Number two, second suffix, Chacham Avadia Zatzal discusses, v'imach suffix hoya b'mara ha-kesem. That's the next column. What happens if it has a suffix in the color? Im yesh lo mara dam olo, ha-chach masadam, kosav lahakil gambazeh. So he quotes the Chachmas Sodom accurately, that he says that one could be makil if there's a suffix in the color, and as well, for whatever reason, it got lost. Again, it has to be a legitimate suffix. Now what's interesting is he quotes the great Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger was one of the prolific poskim of his time. Reb Shlomo Kluger, Zatzal, tends to be a little bit machmir in Hilchos Nida, and Reb Shlomo Kluger here is machmir. Ach agoin Reb Shlomo Kluger b'sefer mei nida kosel ha'achmir b'zeh mikivan sherov dom im ayotzim min amekar yesh lem maras dom sherov didon kol maras yesh bo admumis tamed ve'ein latar ele mara yirov. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, we have to be machmir in every shade. Ve'ein latlos b'mara kivan kazeh kivan lo shchiyach. He says it's not common for us to have a mara to be tola, this mara is something that's not common. So Reb Shlomo Kluger is machmir. Chacham Avadia goes on to be cholek, as well as he quotes the Shevet Alevi. Last five lines on our photocopy that he quotes, that even the Shevet Alevi also asks on this. Va'ayim b'shuvah Shevet Alevi. V'kotav v'tzarech yun. Last four lines. Shu'u'ay v'yamav lo ayu anashim marot kismeim l'chacham. Rak sama notin l'admumis. U'be'elu yeshlamo sheksama notin maradam shrichit fev yeshahachmer. In those days, the woman would be more makel. What do I mean more makel? They would decide on their own, this is not a shadah, this is not a shadah, this is not a shadah. Today, women tend not to argue the Shevet HaLevi, and they show almost every shayla. Av mekomos eilu shanashim hevias kol kesem shiyiru, umari yorok shchichatu v'yotz mar shein tmeas, efshir sheyesh lahakel. So the Shevet HaLevi himself is nota lekula and says that this idea to say that you have to be machmer on all maros, he says, is not so clear to him. I want to add something else. And that is that Rav Shlomo Kluger, I think, is being lishitaso. Notice Rav Shlomo Kluger's words. Rav Shlomo Kluger's words were that he could be, you can't be tole. You can't be tole. You know, Rav Shlomo Kluger is also machmer in another Shailen Kesem. We raised last week the Yireim that appeared in Tisvei Tshuva, Sitkot and Tes. Do you have to adjust the size of the bed bug, the macholot, to today? So we said from our rabbein that even though the Yireim is not the lechumra, so we say no. Why? Because gris and ksamim is a gzeira, not a tzliya. We said that until you know that it's reached the stage of gris, Chazal never made the gzeira in the first place. Rav Shlomo Kluger says no. Rav Shlomo Kluger goes with the Yireim out of self. The Shevet HaLevi quotes him. And he's of the opinion that you adjust for our generation. You adjust, and therefore you have to be machmer. L'aniyas daiti, it's Rav Shlomo Kluger l'shitasa. Rav Shlomo Kluger holds that the heter of kesem needs a real legitimate tzliya. So he says, is there a legitimate tzliya over here? He says, you have to go basarov. Basarov, you have to be machmer on that moment. However, maybe we could argue that when it comes to the Gzeirah of Ksamim is that you need that Chazal were Mekil until we know it hits all of the parameters. Number one is we know that it's red. Number two is that we know that it reaches a grist. Until we know those two, if it's a legitimate suffix, like the Shevet HaLevi argues, that today, you know, we need the Shevet HaLevi's arguments. If 90% of all the things, the Ksamim that are brought in, are really red, then that would be a totally different story. But today we know that that's not true. And therefore, there is room to be makil, and this is going to be consistent with our world view in general. And our world view is that a kesem, you could be makil until you know that's a grist, and until you know it's red. By the way, when you look at a kesem in a tough call, in a real tough situation, there's also room to be makil. And if you're really not sure of the color, then at the end of the day, if you come to a legitimate safek, yesh la'akil. In contrast to when we bedika or a heftik tahara and so on and so forth, here we're talking about ksamim, and we have the line of the shach. When the shach says when it comes to ksamim, what is this beautiful word? Va'od the ksamim shomim la'akil. When it comes to ksamim, we listen to the mekilim. Listen to Mekilim. So over here, let's say it's a machlokes between two of your rabbeim. One of your rebbe, when you did shimush, one rebbe seemed to say that it was reddish, and the other one said no. Oh, shalom lahakil. You listen to the rebbe that's mekil. Listen to the rebbe that's mekil. So same thing over here. If the woman had a suffix of whether it's red or not, shalom lahakil. I think that there is a lot of room to be mekil as well. And the longus is as we described until you get to that state of where you know it's a grit, and you know it's red, there's a lot of room to make up. Sorry, it's a different story, but on the, here it is. Oh. Miller Shlita went even further. He said, with this, we could understand the wild shita in our Shulchan Aruch, on our page of Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at the Pischei Tshuva Sifkotan Tezayin, who quotes a wild Chochmas Adam, nothing less than the Binas Adam himself. Oh, I told you that there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to deface the table, the paper tablecloth over here, right? Okay. Could you help me see, hold this down? I was always waiting to be a teenager who could do these things. Okay. Okay. Shver. Now, let's open it up. So we made everything, I colored it red with the tablecloth, the paper cloth closed up, and then we pulled it away. We separated it.
She's Tmeya.
Okay, so this woman would be Tmeya, but if this was the, okay, so there was a tremendous amount of blood that came down over here, but each one of those areas might be left in a grid. It happens to be, if all it was, yeah, no, I can't be makeup. I wanted to be makeup, but each one of them happens to be a grid. What's the point? The point is that if you have a significant amount of, I do have teepin on my buckle over here. By the way, what would you say? What happens if a woman came with a shayla like this? I have red over here and red over here.
She starts her dress.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Did she go to Shulchan Aruch?
It's a good shirt question. You don't even need shayla. If we didn't get to in Shulchan Aruch, the answer is that Yadayim are askaniyim. That our whole shayla of teepin was talking about if it's found on the leg over here. On the inside leg, with the details of the leg, of where exactly the leg, but over here, if it's on the hands, then there's a lot of room to be made with your daimaskanias, that we're going to get to later on. So that's the danger of when you're lying in one sieve, you know, it's not, just because you worked hard one sieve, and you did the Gemara well, and you did the Rishonim well, and you did the Shulchan Aruch well, you have to make sure that you're in your head, you're processing all the seifim. So if you just have these seifim, so you say, keep it, it's time to the lahachmin. There's a sif later on. We've got to finish all of Kufzad to be able to pass. Okay. So over here, if there is a case in which the Chochmas Adam deals with the following shaila, what happens if you have a hem of a garment? This is in Sifkat, I'm speaking out, Sifkat and Tezayim. And on the hem of the garment, she has, the way the garment sits normally, when it's folded over, it's a keten. However, when you separate the garments, each one of them is less than a grit. Together, it's a grit. When you separate, it would not be a grit. So, let's say over here, each one of these were less than a grit, and you find it, the shayla comes, she says, yes, most definitely. It could very well have been bunched together. Could you be made so? You know what? The Chochmas Adam is Mechadesh, you could be made. Miller dramatized, what happens if you have a drop of ink or blood over here on the binding of a book? So you could be made according to the Chochmas Adam. And say, since each one of the pages independently is less than a grid, even though everybody knows that the way in which the dam fell down on the binding of a book is that you have to look at the whole thing together, still be made. Mind boggling. So Ramil said, what's pshat? How could that possibly be? The answer is that ksamim are just a gzeira. And if it's a gzeira, and on the beged itself, there isn't a gris on one area, you could also be nota lekula. So that's a tremendous chiddush. You could still hold the tzad of gzeira and not go so far as the Chochmas Adam. But here, let's see it in the words. Ayin b'sifar b'inas Adam le'inyin kesem shim sal beis yad shel noshim al mokom akmotim ihavi ketipin tipin o nemar shimit sarev. What happens if you have these folds? So the b'inas Adam is even make on such a case. Now, Rabosai, that one could have extended even to an undergarment in which it was clear that there were kmatim. In other words, everybody knows, you see the way in which the blood fell, that it's clear that this was once bunched together, and all that happened was that it separated. Now, obviously, it depends on how you saw the tablecloth sitting before and how you saw the undergarment sitting before and how it's likely that the garment sat. However, the Shevet Levi is not so makel. Shevet Halevi points out that at the end of the day, the case, first of all, it's a tremendous chiddush, the Binas Adam's case. But the Binas Adam's case is talking about the bottom of a garment. It wasn't talking about an undergarment. It wasn't talking about underwear. If you take a look at the Shevet Halevi, in the second to last page, Al Chaluka, he quotes the Binas Adam, and he says, Ulamaisa, Ayesh Lestapik, start from the beginning. This is in on Sif Ches if Chatan Gimel. Yeshu Stapik the Beged Hatachton Shel Narshim Sheyeshu Pa'amim Malot Umordot Bibad Vehem Shkiot Ublitot Ukeshesh Kesem Hu Nifrad Al Yidei Ha'arid Venira Kitipin Tipin. So what he's talking about is that the way in which the garment was woven is that clearly there's no concurrent stain, and there are breaks in the stain based on the way the garment is woven, or one could argue the way you think the garment was sitting. So Rav Ozner says maybe you could be makel on the binas adam. He says at the end of the day ulamaisi yesh lahachmir. At the end of the day, one should be machmir, and here you have to use your sleuthing. In other words, maybe there might be room to be makel like the chachmas adam, but there we're talking about only where it's far away from the area of the makar. If it's an undergarment which was close to the makar, then you have to assess that, and it's likely that it all came from it was one stain, and the garment just didn't separate. So then, in such a case, you have to assess it as if it's one stain. However, to conclude, halacha lemaisa, it is quite common that you'll get a stain that at first glance looks like that it has a shear of a gris. But if you pay a little bit more attention, you'll see that there are breaks. Not breaks because of the ariga. Breaks because there was a little bit of blood over here, and there's a little bit of blood over here, and there's a little bit of white. And then in such a case, then one could be makel b'tip and tipin, as we've seen in our study.
Even on
an
undergarment?
What's that?
Even on an undergarment or not? Not
an undergarment, right. No, even in an undergarment, if there's a break, if there's a clear break, not due to the kamatim, no. The Shevet HaLevi agrees, even the Shevet HaLevi agrees, that if you see here, a regular, the case would be like this. This is pretty common, that what you'll have is, you'll have a kesem, let me just do it like this, and then just a little bit over. You'll have like this, even further. They'll almost be touching, but they won't be touching. So then, in such a case, you judge each one separately, and then your mishar each one as a group. And that even the Shevet HaLevi agrees with. The case of the Shevet HaLevi was that it was an undergarment where, either by the way it's woven or by the way it was sitting against her body, it's clear that it was one thing, but when you separate it, when it was loosened, so then it became two different stains. So there, the binas adam is makel, and the Shevet HaLevi says that in such a case, on their garment, one should be machmer. L'niyas daiti, because the binas adam is, look, in the past I told you that the binas adam is the posik achron. By the way, when Rav Miller Shlita said over this binas adam, he said over what I said to you from Rav Nevinson or Rav Ranshvido, and he said it's a chaval, that the one downside of the Mishnah Berurah Sefer was that the chachmas adam was once the posik achron by Chai Adam. The Mishnah Berurah sort of took over, but he said what then happened is that the Chavetz Chaim didn't write on Yoredeya, and the chachmas adam also got forgotten on Yoredeya as well. He said that's a terrible, terrible thing. So someone with shoulders could come along and disagree with the Shevet HaLevi as well, and say that at the end of the day, the binas adam was makel. That if someone wants to be makel on a hemline in such a shaila, especially with another snip, he has the binas adam to be makel, and he has the koch, the tera, to be able to do that. There is a fascinating shaila. With this, I conclude, and then I'll take your question. There is a fascinating shaila in Sif Kafin Tes Vav. In Sif Kafin Tes Vav, we have Sif Kafin Tes Vav and the Pisei Shuva. We have two things that we need to do. Number one is I'd like to discuss that, as well as just we pride ourselves in reading every word in Shulchan Aruch, so we didn't read Sif Tes. I wanted to read Sif Tes as well. Nothing to add, it speaks for itself. But in Sif Kafin Tes Vav and the Pisei Shuva, he says, Ad Kitormis, later on we learn Sif Chavav, what happens if someone was involved with dam, she was involved of dam with the gris. So he says, what would the halacha be about now being tola b'shnei grisim? Everybody follow the case? A woman was painting, and let's say the painting looked something like blood. She was painting with mountain blood with red, that is likely that she got a gris of a stain. And now she finds two grisim. So halacha is, you could be makel. Why? Because the first gris is the painting, the second gris is the macholas. That's halacha in Sipcha Vav. Continues the Pesachei Tshuva from the Sedrei Tara. What happens in Cain, in our case of Harga Pishpesh? To have a kimonis aska b'ksamim. What happens if she kills a pishpesh? So now, could you be makel on a tormos plus the size of a gris? So what happens if now could you combine the heter of the size of tormos with a gris? Just like we say that if you're osek in one gris, you could add another gris and you're going to be makel up until two grisim. Do you say that when she was osek in a pishpush and you could be told up until a tormos, that you add also the tliya of a gris as well? So it would be tormos plus a gris, or no? The amazing yavin, I thought that shaila might be dependent on whether you look at gris like a tliya or not. If you hold pishpesh is clearly a tliya. What's pishpesh? She killed it. It's like she was painting. But if you hold that the halacha of gris is not a halacha in tliya, so maybe there's room to say you can't be mitzdaris. So what's gris? Gris is the gzera, a shear of a gzera. Yesh la ayin. That's this fascinating shaila of the Pesachei Tshuva, whether it's mitzdaris or not. Finally, Siftet and Shulchan Aruch, I just want to finish for today, and then we'll summarize.
He doesn't bring an answer.
It's a fascinating stuffer. Siftet, kesem ha-nimsa al-besara, shu aruch ritzua al-agul, o she yitipin tipin, shay aruch kesem aruch e-recha, o she enirik ilu mimat lamala, hol lu keneged beis ha-tarfa tmeya. Anytime it's in an area, whatever the way in which the blood is sitting on the body, like we saw, the Rajva himself holds this way, even the most lenient opinion says that if it's in the area that's opposite the Makar, however the blood is sitting, even though you could argue that gravity would have sent it in a different direction, she's Tmeya, Ve'ein Om Ilinitiv Minaguf Lo Hayekaza, and we are Machmir, like the Havamina of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that even if it's Kshura, Kshira, etc., etc., whatever shape the blood is on the body, nevertheless, we're going to be Machmir. So let's go Be'ez Hashem for a summary and put out the Halakha L'maisa. So we did first Siv Vav and Siv Ches, where we spoke about Kesem al Tzara. What if the Kesem is found on her body? So, number one, the first issue is that the Rambam and Rosh are Machmir in regards to a Kol Shehu. Are we going to be Machmir? So the answer is that we're Mekel L'Rov Hadeos, L'Shah, and who says it's for Miller, Chacham Avadia, etc., etc. The Shach and Rav Nevin Sal Shlita were Machmir, but the Rov are Mekel. That's in regards to Kol Shehu. In regards to Tipin being Mitzare, so there, what was that Shaila? That Shaila was in regards to different Tipin that are found Al Bisara. What's the halacha going to be? So, according to most poskim, including Chacham Avadia Zatzal, that we're going to be Machmir. I just added, right, everybody follow? Because that was what we had in Siv Ches. I just added that there is a Sad, this is in parentheses, Sad Bebeit Yosef Lahakel, and therefore, B'Shat Tadchak, I thought that there's room to rely on that, the Machom Sarach Ma'od, so then there's room to be Mekel. Tliya B'Pishpesh, if the woman was Osek B'Pishpesh, we're going to be Mekel, but not only will be Mekel when she's Osek B'Pishpesh, but we'll also be Mekel, even if Mekel with Tliya, but not only will be Mekel with Tliya if she kills the Pishpesh, But also if she's b'makom hishpesh, if any type of tliya, we're going to be nota lekula. In regards to kmatim, so we saw in regards to the different breaks in the garment, so then the chachmas adam was makel. But I want to point out the chachmas adam was only makel on the hem of the garment. So it would seem to me lahachmir keneged torfa, like we found in the Shevet HaLevi. So one cannot use that kula ad hasof. And we pointed out that shayla, conceptually, the shayla of kmatim, here just conceptually, we thought that the heter of the chachmas adam by kmatim is very, very similar to something else that we had seen, and that's in regards to safek kesem, that the heter we would be makel because of zera, and that brings us to the next shayla, and that is the shayla of safek kesem. And Safek Kesem, we said that there's a lot of room to be maker. Safek Kesem, we said in Mikilim, except for Rav Shlomo Kluger was Machmer in the case of Safek Kesem. He was Machmer. Why? Because he was Machmer that Ein Tzliya, and he thought that there were cases that you couldn't be told. However, we thought that if you hold that it's a gzeira, so then yesh lahakel. So all of these shiurim are connected, where we've been developing throughout that our mahalach is from our mesorah is that we look at something as a gzeira, as a shir. So then, in such a case, until you reach that shir, it has to be read and it has to have the shir. Until you have that, there is a tamos mechaveril of araya. As we saw, that the shach himself is makel. Why? The shach said, mekilim biksamim. So that is also another reason that one could be makel. Anything else that someone thinks that we should add to the board? Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Isn't the test like a raya for that the mechaber holds like the Rashba?
Yes and no.
Other ones, then it's not necessary because they would say that it's mitzaris even under a grip. For Tosos, this speed test is unnecessary.
Yeah, particularly the words. Yeah, the problem is that the grud disagrees with you. The grud says in Sifkat and Chav Loshen Rambam. The grud claims that it's even going with the Rambam. So now we have to be amel, what's the pshat in the Rambam? One of the things I realized that when I said over Rav Lichtenstein's Torah in the Rambam is it's easy to say over a summary of a shtickle Torah. It's another thing to have cheshvined out every word in the Rambam. And there were words, and that's something that we're going to have to work out. I understand what's bothering. I understand what you're saying. That's for the Beis Medrash. That's for the Beis Medrash. We have to be amel in the Beis Medrash. You're making an excellent Tahara. That's the only certain amount that we could do in halacha shir. Yeah, we could turn off the recording. Yeah.
A few questions. Number one, the chachmas adam.
Yeah.
The beis dad is considered keneged beis torfa. That's sifiyot and sifiyot aleph. That we say that
beis dad.
It is keneged beis torfa. That's the
right. So when I meant keneged beis torfa, maybe the